Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away. Or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
Live. This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. This is Healthy Talk radio that helps you get well, stay well, and live well. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Check us out on the web, oncallradio.com. Big topic, Ebola. They're saying it's still not under control. So the outbreak that's been in West Africa, in the news, and of course it's been going on and on and on. They still keep talking about it, and they're saying right now it costs at least $600 million to contain it, and they're saying it could pose a global threat. Now they said it's not just an African disease; it's a virus that's a threat to all humanity. Gail Smith, who's a special assistant to President Barack Obama and senior director to the U.S. National Security Council, told reporters during a news briefing that the highly virulent disease, which has claimed more than 1,900 lives so far, is spreading faster than health workers in Liberia, Nigeria, and Sierra Leone can manage. Dr. Tom Kenyon, who's the director of the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, said during the briefing, he said the World Health Organization has predicted as many 20,000 people in West Africa could become infected within the next 3 months. Now, Kenyon, who recently visited West Africa, said the tools to stop the outbreak do exist. They just have to be put into place. So a lot more treatment centers are being opened, and talks are underway with the African Union to send additional health workers into the area. So I think we're all confident that if we put these treatment units up, the health workers will come, and of course, they'll have to be adequately trained and supervised and equipped with protective equipment. But the big challenge right now is that the affected countries don't have the resources that they need. Hospitals don't have enough beds. There aren't enough ambulances. And the World Health Organization Assistant Director General for Health Security said all this recently to the USA Today. Fukuda said basic needs aren't being met in the hardest hit countries. The newspaper reported bodies are not being taken away quickly enough. People are hungry in the communities, and they don't know how they're going to get food. Really sad. So the World Health Organization is preparing emergency meetings in Geneva, Switzerland, Thursday and Friday to discuss the crisis and the need of responses. So the director of the CDC, Tom Frieden, said that the Ebola is primarily being spread in West Africa in two ways. First is among people caring for people with the disease, whether at home or in healthcare settings. Second is unsafe burial practices. So they're obviously not handling the bodies and whatnot in the proper manner. But recently, $20 million is needed, they say, to combat the outbreak. World Health Organization has asked for the nations to commit $450 million for the fight. President Barack Obama lent his weight on the Oval Office to focus the attention on the outbreak. He urged people in West Africa to know the facts on how to protect themselves from the disease. In a video address recently, Obama said to the residents of Guinea, Liberia, Nigeria, and Sierra Leone, stopping this disease won't be easy, but we know how to do it. That's what he said. So, for starters, he noted the Ebola virus can't be spread through the air or through casual contacts like sitting next to someone on a bus, but the way the infectious disease is like a flu can be spread. You cannot get it from another person until they show you symptoms of the disease like a fever. So Obama urged people caring for patients to wear gloves and masks and to avoid touching the body of someone who's died of the disease. You can respect your traditions and honor your loved ones without risking the lives of the living, he said. So he explained that the virus is most often spread by coming into contact with body fluid, like sweat, saliva, and blood, of someone who's ill or died of the disease, because the virus actually still lives even after someone has passed for a period of time. Obama asked anyone who feels sick to get immediate medical help, saying that nearly half of people could recover with swift treatment at a medical center. And also, recently, the National Institutes of Health said the first human test of an experimental Ebola vaccine are set to start this week. So the vaccine, which, of course, the organizations are developing within the drug company GlaxoSmithKline, has performed extremely well in primates, but hasn't been tested in people. So, again, it'll be interesting to see what happens with all of this, especially with the different the vaccines and all the different methods that they have. Interesting, to say the least, but, you know, hopefully that they will find, just some solace in the middle of it all, because I really... My heart goes out to so many of those people because, I mean, again, it's spreading. We don't know all the details. I mean, the media covers it, and I'm sure they're doing a great job. But really, at the end of the day, we get to a place where people aren't getting the help that they need, and we have to do everything we can to be able to support them. And hopefully we can do even more in the coming months. 888-283-7272. Lines are open. And give us a call or go to the website, oncallradio.com. Let's go to Keith now. Hi, Keith.
Diabetes. I was diagnosed with diabetes, and I just wanted some information, insight on it.
Well, diabetes, of course, one of the tough health challenges, but really one of the ones that you can come out of. So with type 2 diabetes, one of the main issues is understanding what you can do and what you can't do. And I think one of the biggest challenges that people face, they think that once they get it, they're stuck with it. But there's so many lifestyle changes that you can make. For example, we know that exercise, just 15 to 20 minutes a day, helps to regulate blood sugar. Well, if you've got diabetes, you're not exercising, you're not maximizing one of the tools that you have available to you to help regulate blood sugar. The other is diet. Transforming your diet, one of the best ways you can combat this health challenge. And it's pretty simple. I mean, one of the big focuses is making sure that all your meals has a protein, a fat, and a carbohydrate. And if you can't get all that in, then you do a protein and a carbohydrate, or a fat and a carbohydrate. For example, handful of almonds. Almonds are fats. And then an orange, which would be a carbohydrate. Or maybe you have a chicken breast and a sweet potato, right? So the chicken would be the protein. The sweet potato would be the carbohydrate. So putting those two together is what creates the best way of supporting the body in the most natural method. So, again, when you're dealing with blood sugar-related issues, it comes down to the choices. That's how you get it, by the way. For the most part, the pancreas don't just break down for no reason. It's eating the wrong kind of foods, stressing the body to that point over a long period of time, and that's where everything begins to break down. So you begin to build that back up. You can see quite the change. 888-283-7272. Lines are open. You can give us a call or go to the website, oncallradio.com. Now, if you're looking for a lifestyle provider, someone in your area that believes the same way we do, all this nutrition and lifestyle-based care that we talk about, you can find all that information at the website. Our team members are always standing by to help you. Now, growing all around the country are these providers that are helping you create a good lifestyle plan, a better nutrition plan for whatever your struggles are. Because at the end of the day, if you're in a place where you're wanting to really maybe lose weight, feel better, have more energy, and live the life the way you've always wanted to, the lifestyle providers can help. Check out the website. We'll be right back with more On Call Radio.
Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. A toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed the results I have with your product. I've suffered with thoughts of constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past few years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up the 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Do you or someone you know struggle with diabetes? Are you suffering with severe pain due to neuropathy? The diabetes experts are my good friends at American Pharmacy. Shipping nationwide, American Pharmacy has natural solutions for diabetes, including testing strips and supplies, even an all-natural cream designed to relieve neuropathy pain, and some of the friendliest customer service around. At American Pharmacy, all insurance is accepted, including Medicare and Medicaid. Call now to receive a jar of the all-natural neuropathy cream, absolutely free. Call American Pharmacy today at 877-734-0695. That's 877-734-0695 or online at AmericanPharmacyCompany.com. That's AmericanPharmacyCompany.com. And receive some of the best pharmacy service from the experts that care at AmericanPharmacyCompany.com.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
Healthy diet and exercise should be a part of any weight loss effort. A small shipping and handling fee may apply.
Mirror, mirror on the wall. How did I become so fat?
If you are a woman over 40 and you're having trouble losing extra weight, you may be eligible for our risk-free trial of Ambrin Complete by calling 1-800-210-4432. After 40, your body changes, and so should your weight loss strategy. Ambrin Complete is a unique combination of clinically tested formulas specifically for women over 40. Ambrin Complete helps you balance hormones, relieve hot flashes, night sweats, sleeplessness, promote energy levels, and yes, help you lose weight, including that stubborn fat. No crazy diets or exercise routines required. Just take Ambrin Complete for 90 days. It's that easy. So if you're a woman over 40 and you're tired of looking in the mirror and not liking what you see, call the Ambrin hotline today. But wait, call right now and we'll give you a 20-day supply of Ambrin free. Call 1-800-210-4432. That's 1-800-210-4432. Again, 1-800-210-4432.
30dayfoodsupply.com has a special offer just for GCN listeners. Mention GCN when you order, and we'll send you a free bag of Oregon Trail Foods' new vegan burger, a $9 value, with your order of our 30-day food supply, still only $99. In addition, with every six-month supply purchased, mention GCN and receive a free Life Straw water filter. Our vegetarian meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and they're packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar bags. Oregon Trail Foods, and 30dayfoodsupply.com, keep prices low by buying directly from the producers in Oregon and then passing the savings on to you. Call 800-700-2184, and remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. This is a limited-time offer, so order today. Visit the website, 30dayfoodsupply.com, or call 800-700-2184. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com at 800-700-2184.
Now, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. And get healthy online at oncallradio.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. Check us out on the web, oncallradio.com. Poor quality of sleep is linked to a shrinking brain, believe it or not. Now, sleep we know is a big deal. Getting the right kind of sleep, making sure that your body really gets into that deep delta stage of sleep is so critical. And that's why many times if you're struggling with multiple health issues, if sleep is one of them, the doctor's going to look at that and he's going to do everything he can or she can to get your body sleeping first, because they know that so much happens in our sleep that helps to regenerate and repair the body, that if you're not getting good sleep, it becomes one of the biggest challenges and hurdles of getting well that you can possibly face. So sleep is a big deal. But now they're saying that not getting enough good night's sleep is linked to a shrinking of the brain and the gray matter over time. Faster deterioration of three parts of the brain was seen in mostly older adults who had already had kind of a poor sleep quality, and not necessarily too little sleep, but sleep difficulties included having trouble falling asleep, waking up during the night, or waking up too early. It isn't clear whether poor sleep causes changes in the brain or whether shrinking brain causes poor sleep, so the chicken or the egg, but they said we spend roughly a third of our lives asleep, and sleep has been proposed to be the brain's housekeeper. It serves to restore and repair the brain in many ways. Lead researcher Claire Sexton, who's a postdoctoral researcher at the University of Oxford in England, said it follows that if sleep is disrupted, then it processes and helps to restore and repair the brain. They're interrupted as well and can be less effective, but it's likely, she said, that the deterioration of the brain also contributes to difficulty sleeping. So it may be greater rates of decline in the brain volumes that makes it more difficult for a person to get a good night's sleep. And while visiting a research fellow at the University of Oslo in Norway, Sexton and her fellow researchers gave brain scans to about 147 Norwegian adults. Average age was about 54, and the study started and averaged about 3.5 years later. So after making the adjustments and the differences in the participants in the physical activity, weight, and blood pressure, which were shown to affect sleep quality, the researchers compared changes in the participants' brain scans and reported the findings recently in the Journal of Neurology. Which is really, really interesting. Now, the sleep disturbance is such a common symptom among the general population, it really is, that becomes worse as you age if you don't do something about it or if you can't get to the root cause of it. So there's growing data to suggest that sleep disturbances may be a risk factor for poor outcomes in the terms of brain cells and other medical issues as well. There's a strong correlation not only with the poor quality of sleep, not shorter sleep. So the reduced brain size in poor sleepers were seen across all ages, regardless. So the changes can happen fairly quickly. Sexton made several suggestions, saying that a lot of tips include removing gadgets like the smartphones and tablets from the bedroom to get that blue light out of there, TVs out of there, not checking emails before bed, being physically active during the day, but wind it down at night, also cut off caffeine after about 2 o'clock, and spend time out each day, regardless of what your job is, in the sunlight, because it makes a big difference. Helps with what we call the circadian rhythm, and can help get those balanced out and helps tremendously when you're trying to get into to really good sleep habits and patterns. Now, if you deal with blood pressure, you might want to look down, because if you have a spare tire, when it comes to excess pounds and blood pressure, all fat is not created equal. So research found that belly fat, which is, of course, the spare tire we talk about, boosts a person's odds for high blood pressure more than overall body fat. It's well known that obesity raises the risk of blood pressure, but it always wasn't clear how the location of fat in the body affects the overall risk. Well, according to the researchers at the University of Texas Southwestern Medical Center in Dallas, they said that in the Journal of the American College of Cardiology, researchers tracked more than 900 people on average for about 7 years. Study participants were checked for fat located deep in the abdomen between the organs called visceral fat and the fat located all over the body called in the lower body. But generally speaking, the visceral fat stores correlate with the apple shape as opposed to the pear shape. So having centrally located fat when you look in the mirror, it tends to correlate with higher levels of fat inside the abdomen. Now, a study senior author, Dr. Aslan Turr, he's a cardiologist, said that one in every four of the study participants developed high blood pressure at the end of the follow-up period after factoring in where the fat was located in the body. And the researchers found that only the abdominal fat was independently associated with high blood pressure. The link was present regardless of age, gender, or race. The researchers noted the strongest connection between abdominal fat and high blood pressure was seen with the fat located around the kidneys, which could suggest, they said, the effects from the fat around the kidneys are influencing the development of hypertension. So the stress and the pressure of the fat around the organ system could be to blame. So one of the big tips about it, you have to be cautious. I mean, it's one of those challenges. People think, you know, having a gut or a belly, not that big of a deal. It's a big deal. And really, not only is it bad for your health, but when you're talking about heart health, and you're doing everything you can to really support the body, and you know, if it comes down to diet. I mean, it really does. If we can manage our diet and modify our diet in certain ways, we can see great results with our overall health. Coming up, we're going to jump in. More questions about your health. I see your calls, so we're going to jump to you in a moment as well. Check out the website, oncallradio.com. You're listening to On Call Radio, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Give me a call or go to the website. Now, also, if you're looking for a lifestyle provider, all that information is at the website as well. Team members around the country to take you to the next level with your health. We'll be right back.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We'll be back in a moment.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. SimpliSafe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, SimpliSafe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. SimpliSafe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. SimpliSafe. Go to SimpliSafeDefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Usually the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you can consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
Part of the show. Call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. And get healthy online at oncallradio.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. You're listening to On Call Radio. We're here for you, on call for you every single day to empower your health and empower your life.
Many foods have the big trans fat free claims. Well, now they're saying that a lot of these processed foods contain more trans fats than you might expect, according to a New York City Health Department study. That's because many of the products that claim to be trans fat free actually contain some of the unhealthy fats. So researchers examined 4,000 of the top selling packaged foods
and found that 9% actually had trans fats. This was reported by NBC News. One of the foods found to have trans fat, 84% said had 0 grams of the artery-clogging substance, according to a study in the journal Preventing Chronic Disease. The labeling is cause for concern because consumers, seeing the zero trans fat, right, believe it. And, of course, I think it's a big challenge. I mean, they give these variants, allow companies to have like 0.3%. I think there ought to be no percent because of the dangers of what trans fats can do. But Jennifer Clapp, she is of the New York City Health Department and Mental Hygiene, said colleagues of New York to the NBC News and said, the labeling is cause for concern because consumers don't know and are unaware. Very true. I totally agree with that. 100%. Let's go to the phones. Talk to Eric now. Hi, Eric.
I was just wondering about concerning probiotics. Can you get overbalanced and too much of the good probiotics, or does it need to be a certain balance of good and bad?
It's a great question because, I mean, with probiotics, again, we have good bacteria and bad bacteria. You want as much good as possible. There's going to be bad there all the time just from our food, water supply. So you're going to have that there, but the good definitely needs to override the bad. The healthy bacteria, what it does for our immune system, how it helps our body process and utilize the nutrients, and what it can do to really support and develop the system is what we need to focus on. So that's what I would look at, really, is making sure you're getting enough of the good bacteria on a consistent basis. But I wouldn't worry about overloading it, that's for sure. The body has a unique ability to know what to do when things get, you know, almost like too much of anything, like vitamins. Once the some of them, different herbal supplements, when you've got enough and the body's got what it needs, it just kind of urinates the rest out. So it's somewhat similar here. The digestive tract going through the colon and all that really kind of self-regulates. You just need to give the body what it needs so that it can function and do well. All right? Thanks for that call. 888-283-7272. Give us a call or go to the website, oncallradio.com. Now, if you want to answer in private, a lot of people do. They just don't want to be on the air, and that's okay. We have a whole system set up at the website. If you go there or if you call the number, the 888 number, then our team members will help you get whatever help that you need, get you to one of our doctors, get you to one of our team members that can answer your questions and can do so privately as well. OCD, obsessive compulsive disorder. Ever heard of that? Well, people with OCD say may have higher odds for schizophrenia. Now, again, schizophrenia being quite the challenge, but the findings shouldn't cause undue worry, they say, with people with OCD. So in the general population, about 1% of people who are diagnosed with schizophrenia, that's a proportion that jumps to 2% among those who already have the diagnosis of OCD. Dr. Alan Manovitz, who's not involved in the study but just reviewed it, he said even with this double risk, it could be an alarmist to suggest that a person with OCD has a high chance of developing schizophrenia. A clinical psychiatrist, Dr. Manovitz, said at the Lenox Hill Hospital in New York City, he said all risk actually remains very small. OCD and schizophrenia are two distinct mental disorders, and prior research has suggested a link between the two conditions. Now, in a new study, Danish researchers led by Sandra Meir of the Aarhus University looked at data from about 3 million people that were born between 1955 and 2006. Of more than the 16,000 people who developed schizophrenia, about 3% of them had a prior diagnosis of OCD. Now, the data suggests that a prior diagnosis of OCD is associated with an increased risk of schizophrenia later in life. So, again, some genetic factors are at play, but the findings indicate some overlap between the OCD and schizophrenia, but do not suggest that the disorders could be combined into one diagnosis. Further research, they say, is needed. Of course, they always do. But they're saying that the correlation in the findings is significant and something to look into further. So it's interesting because those people that suffer with OCD and schizophrenia are in unique categories. And he said that he agrees with the study authors that much is needed to do, but you've got to look at the overlapping biological or genetic markers to see if any of those are in play. Another expert had a different take, said that at least some of the association may have been a result of the misdiagnosis in patients before. Notably, the study only looks at patients who have come in contact with a psychiatric hospital. That's one of the big issues. And the majority of mild to moderate OCD in patients treated have been the ones that have been helped the most. So, again, treatment is always important, but knowing what to do is also important as well. And having the right help, you know, the help along the way. Our food of the hour, which is really important, one of my favorites are almonds. Now, almonds are a superfood. Really, really powerful. And, of course, you want to do unsalted and not roasted in oil. You always want to go for the raw almonds. Now, sea salt is okay. No big deal there. But, number one, they really help to lower the LDL cholesterol and reduce your risk of heart disease. So, high-fat food that's good for your health is really what almonds are. I mean, they're high in monounsaturated fats, the same type of health-promoting fat that's found in olive oil, which has been shown, in, of course, with a reduced risk of heart disease. Five large human studies have been done, one notably at the Iowa Health Study at the Adventist Hospital. And the researchers who studied data in the Nurses' Health Study estimated that substituting nuts for an equivalent amount of carbohydrate in an average diet resulted in a 30% reduction in heart disease risk. Researchers calculated the even more impressive risk reduction, about 45%, when fats from nuts were substituted for saturated fats, which is, you know, the primary fats found in a lot of the dairy products and meat. So the study was published in the British Journal of Nutrition, indicates that about lowering cholesterol, that almonds play a big role, the LDL cholesterol, and because of the plant sterols also found in nuts and the soluble fiber, it helps tremendously. So in addition to the cholesterol-lowering effects, almonds' ability to reduce heart disease risk may only be partly due to the components of vitamin E. It's loaded with vitamin E found in almonds, as well as the almonds' monounsaturated fats, which reduced LDL cholesterol by about 12%. Which is really incredible if you think about it. I mean, of course, with statin drugs and the different options that are out there, taking a handful of nuts every single day, like almonds or even cashews or walnuts, can make a significant effect. I mean, the impact for cancer, when you read on all nuts across the board, really, for the most part, have a huge impact, walnuts specifically. But there's also magnesium and potassium within these. And so with heart attacks, of course, having that imbalance is really important. But creating the balance is extremely important. Potassium being an important electrolyte involved in nerve transmission and the contraction of all heart muscles played a big role. And, of course, the almonds promote cardiovascular health by providing about 160 milligrams of potassium and only 0.2 milligrams of sodium, which is the complete opposite of what most of our foods have. The almonds provide what they call double-barreled protection against diabetes and cardiovascular disease, lessening after meals the blood course surges and helps to protect against diabetes and cardiovascular disease, most likely lessening to the increase in cholesterol-damaging free radicals and accompanies a large elevation in blood sugar. This one reason is why low glycemic index diets tend to lower the risk of diabetes and heart disease, right there. So the almonds appear to decrease after-meal rises in blood sugar. This is why I'm always a big fan of, if you're going to eat a piece of fruit or if you're going to have any kind of carbohydrate, eat some almonds or some form of nuts with it, because it helps to regulate and stabilize the blood sugar levels. And this was all documented in the Journal of Nutrition and how it helps to do that. Researchers fed about 15 healthy subjects five meals, and of course they did different ratios between carbohydrates, fats, and proteins. But those in the test meals did better that had the almonds in it, bottom line. So further research shows that eating almonds along with a high glycemic index food significantly lowers
the glycemic index of that meal. So see, it cuts down on how much the blood sugar is going to rise. And they said even in an overnight fast, 9 healthy volunteers were fed test meals. Those were given the almonds had a better glucose reading the next morning because it helped to stabilize the blood sugar levels throughout the night. So people that get concerned about your blood sugar fluctuating at night, you're eating the wrong kinds of foods. Do protein and a handful of almonds or nuts before bedtime, and it can help stabilize blood sugar levels and also helps to retain lean muscle tissue as well. Coming up, jump in and grab more of your questions, and don't forget to check out the website, oncallradio.com.
Hi, this is America's Lifestyle Coach. When it comes to digestive health, probiotics are the key. Why do employees, owners, and managers of health food stores take Theralac more than any other brand? Results. Fast results. In fact, Theralac is the most potent medicinal brand probiotic in existence. With patented stomach acid resistance delivery and prebiotic guaranteed potency, Theralac restores regularity while providing all the long-term benefits of superior probiotic supplements. Don't be fooled by probiotic products that promise higher potency on more strains of beneficial bacteria. High potency means nothing without proper delivery. Theralac is formulated for powerful results. Theralac, the high-potency probiotic with strength, delivery, and stimulation, supporting your digestion, regularity, and immunity. Theralac, available in the refrigerated section of your favorite health food store. For more information, go to Theralac.com.
It's absolutely heartbreaking. All over America, people are suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, irregular heartbeat, clogged arteries, and high cholesterol. Can you live your life free from sickness, pain, and fear, and experience your body healing itself? Look to Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural supplement that aids ailing bodies. It has an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. End the pain without all the side effects of prescription drugs. People 20 years younger will envy your vitality. Want a happier, healthier you? Then go to heartandbody.com or call toll-free 866-295-5305 for free information. Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee with no price increase in over 14 years. What are you waiting for? Call Heart and Body now at 866-295-5305 for your free information. Go to heartandbody.com, 866-295-5305. Distributor inquiries welcome.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. We'll be right back.
From the makers of Locket Pocket, we bring you a serious message about the health risks associated with cell phones and wireless devices. Studies have shown that long-term exposure can contribute to an assortment of health risks. Locket Pocket offers you two new products designed to help alleviate your concerns. See these two remarkable products at LocketPocket.com. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. LocketPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Did you know some countries are now banning GMO foods? It's true. That's why for quality storable foods, you need ready-made resources. For over 19 years, we've become the name you can trust for thousands of products, like Numana Healthy Food Storage. All Numana storable foods are non-GMO, non-soy, and gluten-free available. Call 800-627-3809 or click ReadyMadeResources.com. Ready-Made Resources. We don't just sell the products, we live it.
Have you ever noticed how many sick and miserable people there are? I'm serious. I'm talking about people of all ages who have conditions and diseases which affect their quality of life. Most of them seem to have one thing in common, polypharmacy. That is, dependence on multiple prescription drugs with side effects that actually make them sicker and sicker, not healthy. The good news is that people are waking up to the fact that if you supply your body with all of the nutrients it requires, you will feel better, be healthier, and have a better life. It's important to know that Beyond Tangy Tangerine is the most amazing, great-tasting, comprehensive nutritional supplement. Besides supplying all the vitamins our bodies need, it also supplies the necessary minerals that are required for the vitamins to kick in. Look, folks, I'm hooked on it, and I think if you try it, you'll become hooked. This stuff really works. That's why I'm urging you to make it part of your daily health regimen. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com to secure your canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine today. Sign up for auto ship and save on shipping costs. That's Beyond Tangy Tangerine at InfoWarsTeam.com.
That's 888-283-7272.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. Now, we're talking about the value of eating the right kind of fats and how it can impact your overall health. And really, coming out of the high carbohydrate 80s, which was a complete, I think, complete nightmare. I mean, I think it threw our entire nation into a huge level of diabetes. But we're recovering from that now. And when people are understanding that you got to have fat in your diet, 30% of your overall diet needs to be in healthy fats, period. No questions asked. 25%, okay. There are some health experts that say even up to 40% of your diet can be in healthy fats, and you can do very, very well. So getting the right kind of nutrition is a big piece of this, and putting the right kind of foods in. So going nuts for your heart is really the way to go. And what I mean by that is doing about 1 to 2 ounces of almonds or any of the nuts that are raw and unsalted can make a big difference. I mean, the studies are just there, and it's incredible how well people do simply by adding nuts to their daily diet. I mean, 2 to 3 ounces significantly help. I mean, it's incredible. When you look at what it can do for the British Journal of Nutrition said what it can do for coronary artery disease. I mean, just one serving a day lowered the risk, total risk, by 37%. That's a lot, by the way. So just by eating a handful of nuts every day, lowers it by 37%. So with heart disease being one of the leading health challenges in our country today, understanding that our diet and our lifestyle can be one of the best preventative risk factors for it is incredible. So understanding that you can do that makes a big, big difference. And, of course, improving the blood fats when you got HDLs and LDLs, the LDLs, the bad cholesterol, the HDLs, the good cholesterol, helps to balance that out as well. So, I mean, you start looking at this, that people get concerned about their waistline. They get concerned about dropping the belly fat. They don't want to eat fats because they think, well, that's going to make me fat. It's not the case. I mean, they've done studies where they've literally taken overweight and obese people, and they consumed about 39% of their calories in the form of fat. 25% of that was monounsaturated. And they did this study where they looked at that, where 18% of the calories or from fat, 5% monounsaturated, 53% from carbohydrate. Both diets supplied the same number of calories, okay? After 6 months, those on the almond-enriched diet had greater reductions in weight, okay, about 11%. Their waistlines dropped 9%. and overall body fat 20%. Total body, I mean, it's incredible. Systolic blood pressure dropped. And they experienced a 62% greater reduction in their weight and BMI, 50% greater reduction in their waist circumference, and 56% greater reduction in body fat compared to those on the low-calorie, high-carbohydrate diet. So among those subjects who had type 1 diabetes, the diabetes medication reductions were sustained for another further 96%. But, I mean, eating nuts lowers the risk of weight gain. It's proven. And that's what's so incredible about it. So they're known to gain a lot of cardioprotective benefits, but they did this big study in the Journal of Obesity. And when you look at it, you know, again, just adding in nuts every single day, about 3 ounces, made these great strides for the waistlines and just an incredible difference. So if you want to lose weight, have a smaller waistline, eat a handful of nuts every single day. It makes an incredible difference. 888-283-7272. Lines are open. With questions about your health, give us a call. OnCallRadio.com. Let's go to Julie. Hi, Julie.
I have been diagnosed with narcolepsy, a sleep disorder. And I just wondered if there's anything that I could do to help with that.
Yeah, with narcolepsy, there's a couple things you've got to look at. First, you've got to get some testing done by your physician to make sure that your different neurotransmitters, so the dopamine, the serotonin, acetylcholine, those sorts of things, make sure all the brain chemicals are in balance, that there's no nutritional deficiencies that might be lingering that could be a cause of that. So that's first and foremost. Then also, I would look at a couple things. I would look at you know, what your patterns are, how's your circadian rhythm, how are your adrenal glands, which are the body's stress glands. Now, a lot of this information is at the website. Go to OnCallRadio.com, and then, of course, our team members can always be helpful to you in this area because sleep patterns are a big deal. In narcolepsy, typically there's a chemical imbalance within the brain. And once you start regulating those brain chemicals and the neurotransmitters, get the diet right and the nutrition right, most sleep experts now are seeing the value of changing your eating habits and understanding the roles of nutritional deficiencies and what they can do to the brain, how they can affect the brain in a negative way, and how replacing them can make a big difference in overall brain function. So you look at that as a whole, and you begin to see how the whole thing comes together. But it's incredible. Narcolepsy, brain chemistry, and nutrition are some of the biggest correlations within that as a whole. Hope that helps. Puts another hour in the charts. I want to thank our producer, Jay Patrick, engineer, John Garrison, and the rest of the team. Go tell one person something you learned on this show. Together, transform the health of our friends, our families, and our communities. You're listening to the show. Helps you get well, stay well, and live well. So if you're dealing with something and you don't know where to turn, that's what this show is about. If you haven't told someone else about this show, tell them to tune in. Also, our television show every single day can be there to empower you, equip you, and encourage you to live a better life. Why? Because you deserve it. Why? Because you matter. Why? Because we need you to be healthy.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither host nor this station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have regarding a medical condition.
Do you or someone you know struggle with diabetes? Are you suffering with severe pain due to neuropathy? The diabetes experts are my good friends at American Pharmacy. Shipping nationwide, American Pharmacy has natural solutions for diabetes, including testing strips and supplies, even an all-natural cream designed to relieve neuropathy pain, and some of the friendliest customer service around. At American Pharmacy, all insurance is accepted, including Medicare and Medicaid. Call now to receive a jar of the all-natural neuropathy cream, absolutely.
absolutely free. Call American Pharmacy today at 877-734-0695. That's 877-734-0695 or online at AmericanPharmacyCompany.com. That's AmericanPharmacyCompany.com. And receive some of the best pharmacy service from the experts that care at AmericanPharmacyCompany.com.